Regular guest of the show and Washington State biologist Amy Spoon has an unusual deer hunt. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight.
Last year, a really cool experience happened with Brady and I in our deer season. We ended up getting 4 deer in 4 days in 2 different states. So that was a super fun deer season. It was kind of a whirlwind deer season that ended in 4 days, but they put more than 4 days into it, but it all pretty much went down in 4 days. We're talking blacktail. Yeah, coastal, brushy, wet, rainy blacktail. Here on the West Coast, this is kind of a cool thing about Washington and Oregon. As you travel from the coast west, we have such a variation in climate and terrain that it allows for a species like the blacktail, which is their habitat. It's a lot different than the mule deer on the east side. But the blacktail are deer that, it's one of those things, it's a love-hate relationship with hunting them. It's super cool. They're one of the hardest deer, I think, to get. They live in the brushiest, wettest climate, and just being able to see them is a task in itself. And if you're after a big record book blacktail, one of those really big, beautiful bucks, you're lucky even in your lifetime if you even get to see one of these really big, mature bucks. They're super nocturnal. There's a reason they get big, and there's a reason not everybody gets to see them, let alone shoot them. So it's just the habitat that they live in lends itself well for them to be able to hide. So if you're lucky to see one and shoot one, that's a pretty big accomplishment.
A double whammy.
Find Sportsman Spotlight at aginfo.net.